New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Today we've got another mock draft coming your way. We're doing a 12-team, 9-category head-to-head, and I am picking from the 6th spot. Let's go!
Jordan open! Chicago with the lead! Bryant to Shaq!
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life! He's responsible!
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Once again, I am your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at Ball Boys Fantasy. And today we're doing another mock draft for you guys, the second one that I published on the channel and the podcast forum so far. And today I am going to be selecting from the 6th spot. Now, after the punt guide that we posted a few days ago, if you haven't already, go and check that one out. Should be a little link just here. Go and check that one out. And a few of you commented because my number one, spoiler alert, punt strategy for 2024 was punt points, asked me to do a punt points build in a mock draft. So that's what I'm going to be doing today. It is an industry mock draft. So all the people in the mock are industry legends, people who know their shit. So it's going to be a very competitive mock. So it'll be good to get an idea of where they're sitting with a few of their players as well. So I'm going to cross over into the draft room now, and we're going to get these guys underway. So I'm picking at number 6. We're going to get this underway. Hopefully these guys are ready. And we're good to go. I'll let everyone know we're off and see how we go. Victor Wembanyama goes at number 1 as expected, and so should Nikola Jokic go at number 2. So at number 6, I'm going to be selecting Tyrese Halliburton, unless he gets pipped by Kingy at number 5. And if he does, I'll have to rethink my tactics. But a lot of the times, he could be gotten later, okay, so I'm putting myself at a little bit of a disadvantage, but I want to make sure that I can get him for this build, but I think he is the perfect guy to start this build. There are other players you can do a punt points build in. You don't have to base it off your first player. Excuse me. But that's what we're going to be doing here. So we're going to go Tyrese Haliburton. Other players that I don't mind doing a punt points build in is someone like an Anthony Davis. I actually don't mind it with a Nikola Jokic as well. Later on, if you want to do it with someone like a James Harden or someone like that, you can definitely go ahead and do so. But this is what we're going to do to start off with. I'm going to go with Tyrese Haliburton. Elite assists, great percentages from a guard, low turnovers because... in relation to his high assist numbers, the steals are solid. The blocks are nothing special, but for a guard, half a block a game is not too bad to boot. And he's got good threes. So in my opinion, that's a very important start to the draft for a punt points team. So a lot of people would have drafted Giannis at that spot. Totally fine. Some people might have gone Embiid. I think that top eight is pretty solid. Maybe Embiid sometimes goes a bit later, depending on how risk-adverse the draft room is. So we'll read out the order so far in the draft. We went Wemby, we went Jokic, Luka. Interesting that Adam went Luka at number three with his two-game championship week, which is how this league is set up. Shea at number four, Davis at number five by Kingy. I've gone Tyrese Haliburton at six, Embiid went at seven, and Giannis went at eight. Number nine, I would personally be going someone like a Trae Young here. I think McDevor was not in the draft room, but he's going to get whoever he gets at that point. So we'll have to see if he rocks up later, hopefully with some industry people that they would be here in the draft room. But we'll see. Anyway, Tatum at nine, Trae Young at number 10. Filthy IFS is there at number 11. I think someone like... This is where it starts to get a bit tougher. Yeah, Steph Curry is probably where I would have gone. And this is where it gets interesting. In my queue here, I've got a few players that I want. It'll be interesting to see who gets around. I think in a lot of other sites and other leagues, James Harden might be a pure second round, but he could very well go here at this sort of end of the... Oh my God, Chet Holmgren. Chet Holmgren at pick number 13. Oh, I was hoping he'd get back to me. Okay. So I'm hoping one of these guys gets back to me. I kind of have them listed here in the order in which I would like them to get back to me. If I could start with James Harden paired with Halley, that would be amazing. And again, if I was picking a bit later, say I got a Tyrese Haliburton at pick 8 or 9, it'd be much more likely for someone like that to get back to me. So I put myself at a little bit of a disadvantage by... forcing myself to pick Tyrese at number 6, but I just wanted to make sure that I got him for the purposes of this mock. And yep, there goes a James Harden. Okay, so I'll get one of these three at least. Hopefully it's LaMelo. Fred VanVleet is also someone who could really be good for me. So I'm happy with one of those two, starting off with... There goes Scotty Barnes. So I think I will be selecting LaMelo Ball here, starting off my team with some elite threes, assists, steals, and from the guard position, especially for LaMelo, some decent rebounds. Now, my blocks are obviously poor. My field goal percentage is poor. My turnovers are not the greatest, but in this punt points team, I think that's going to be fine for me. So starting with Tyrese and LaMelo, I think it's a really good start for this. I'm elite. I'm by far, I think, if I'm looking at the rest of the comp, yep. Maybe the Hoops Wizard team is going to be my competitor in assists. But if you compare my two players and his two players, I'm going to be actually ahead, funnily enough, in field goal percentage, in turnovers. So... that's my advantage there. So I do like my start. So in the second round, we went Chet at the start of the second round, which is as high as I've seen him go. Durant, James Harden, Anthony Edwards, Sabonis, Scotty Barnes, LaMelo Ball, Alperen Sengun after me, and then Kyrie Irving there as well. I think none of these picks are awful. I am intrigued by how high Chet has gone there. I wonder how this team's going to shape up with a Chet Donovan Mitchell build by Rhett Bauer. Interesting. He's a smart guy, Rhett. Obviously, he took out the industry pickup league championship last year. So he's got to have some method to his madness there. But very interesting. It's probably the most surprising build. Scotty Barnes going here is on the high side as well. Sabonis and Giannis pairing is pretty stock standard. Fox going with Luka. Another pretty standard build there. We'll see how they... Sorry, guys. Whenever I do these morning podcasts, I'm always a little stuffy, a little sneezing action on the side. So I do apologize. Sunday morning here in Australia for myself. So some targets that I'm going to look for here. So I've got a lot of a big head start in my assists. So some targets that I'm going to be looking for. I mean, if Fred VanVleet can make it back to me, that'd be amazing. But I don't. If I was the Wemby team and Fred VanVleet made it to me, I think that's a match made in heaven. There you go. Like, that is as good of a start I think you can get. The punt field goal percentage for Wemby this season is going to be so hard to build, to beat, if Fred VanVleet gets to him, because you punt field goal percentage with Freddie and he is basically a top six or seven player in the game. And Kawhi Leonard. Okay, so going high risk there, a bit of upside, but obviously a little bit of risk. So that's something to monitor. Some players that I'm going to be looking for. So the other thing I'm also conscious of, and we talked about this in the punt, ultimate punt video, is my free throw percentage and keeping that really strong and floating that at the start of the draft. Okay, so making sure that, because later on I might be taking some big guys that maybe aren't the best free throw shooters, and because I'm not going to be having some high volume players later on, it's going to be an area of concern for my team. So we'll see how it all shapes out. Jalen Williams is on my list. Paul George. So if I can get one of those two, I'd be pretty happy. I do have a preference for Paul George. So I'm hoping that he's going to get to me. All right, Kingy. Don't be a dick, Kingy. Adam King. I think he's doing a live stream with Matty G at the moment. So obviously that's going to be out before this video. But if you haven't already, go and check that out. Good people, good Aussies. Got to support the fellow Aussies. So, I mean, unless he picks Paul George here, then don't go watch his shit, because screw you, Kingy. Come on, don't steal my guy. Don't steal him. Okay, he went my other guy. That's all right. I'm going to go Paul George here. And I'm loving how this is shaping out, actually. So far, so good. Let's put him... Whatever, he can be a shooting guard, even though he's pretty much power forward. Paul George. Okay, so I'm loving this start. Okay, some of you might say that it's a bit injury risky, but LaMelo Ball, ankle rolls. Paul George was pretty healthy last year, and his injuries have been all over the place. Nothing chronic, nothing like an Embiid or a Kawhi Leonard sort of type. I don't see these guys as super high injury risk. Halliburton had one hamstring injury that they mismanaged. I don't expect that to sort of be an issue moving forward. So some of you might consider that to be a high-risk injury team so far. I personally do not. So, pretty happy with my start. I've got high volume in threes. I've got a high amount of steals. My assists and free throw percentage are very, very strong. So now I can start to target some big guys and really shore up those categories with the buffer in assists, free throw percentage and threes that my team already has. So that is, to me, a pretty good start in my opinion. And we'll see how we go. So third round, Kawhi Leonard at the top, Cade Cunningham, Jalen Brunson, Jaren Jackson Jr., Jalen Williams, Paul George, Tyrese Maxey, LeBron James. That's a bit of a fall from LeBron James. What pick was that? Pick 32. I suppose it's okay. Damian Lillard going to pick 33. Very late for Lillard, actually. Interesting. And he goes to the auto draft team. Why do we have an auto draft team in an industry mock draft? Come on, guys. Lauri Markkanen is there at number 34. Bit of a risk with his shutdown issues in Utah. That's probably a reason he's falling down a bit further. Bam at 35. DeJounte Murray at 36. I like that DeJounte Murray at 36 pick. I think that's actually really good value there from Rhett. And he's followed up with Jalen Johnson. I know Jalen Johnson and DeJounte Murray are both a bit of his boys there. Evan Mobley goes there, my boy, at 38. And then Karl Anthony Towns, Ja Morant, Paolo Banchero. So a couple of points league specialties there. I think that Paolo Banchero going at 41 is too rich for me personally. I just don't know if I see the upside at that point. All right, who have we got to come around? Some players that I will be looking at. Mobley would have been nice. Okay, it's up to me. Miles Turner goes. So I still think that there's some bigs that I could get a little later. Jimmy Butler is high on my list here. Derek White. Although I feel like I'm picking him at ceiling value there. What about a Desmond Bane? Let's go Desi here. And I'm getting a lot of guards early, but that's okay. I'm going to be really, really strong in my threes because I'm going to get a run of big man coming up here. All right, let's start to put the big guys on the list here because they're going to come hard and fast now. Some of these guys, I'd say a Hartenstein is definitely someone I'm going to be interested in. Let's put him up a bit. So there's a few of these big guys that I'm going to be targeting in these next few rounds. And again, this is where I talk about knowing categorical scarcity, and especially categorical scarcity in correlation within your build. I know within my build, players like Hartenstein, players like Walker Kessler even, Mark Williams, Jarrett Allen, Rudy Gobert, even though he just went, Jakob Poeltl, all these guys are going to be more valuable in my build. But a lot of them, the issue with them is their free throw percentage is suboptimal, okay? But they're all sort of like 15 points per game kind of scorers, which is compared to the other guys going around them. Sloan, I know you're here. Let's pause that. Redo that one. I'm letting McDeva go. We'll undo that one. We'll be nice. It is a 45-second clock. And we'll get it going again. He didn't want Zion. Okay, he went Jamal Murray, which is a very different player. So, okay, would have changed his team a lot. So, yeah, like I was saying, we wanted that buffer and free throw percentage. We want that buffer. A lot of those players that I just mentioned as well don't hit a lot of threes. So, for me, getting those stats, threes, assist, free throw percentage early while I can is very important. Because then I'm going to start to really hit on these bigs on the next two, three rounds. Because I think that there will be some value there. Zion Williamson is a very interesting selection here from Matty G with this particular build. And I'm going to... Sorry, Matty. I don't like it. I don't like it at all, to be honest. Because you were leaning into a really strong punt field goal percentage team. Now, Zion's going to make your field goal percentage a lot better. But he's also going to tank your free throws. I mean, you're covered up with defensive stats so far, but it's just an odd choice, in my opinion. I think you could have lent into the build a little bit more and gone with some better players that still give you some solid scoring and extras that Zion doesn't give you. And then the DeRozan pick. What's DeRozan? That's 49. That's a little early for me there as well. So strong start, but I think, in my opinion, and I obviously... Fuck, I don't know what I'm talking about half the time, so I could be wrong, but I think that it's left the door open a little bit. All right. Jeez, Jimmy Butler is sliding outside the 50. Oh. Can I take Jimmy? Jesus. I don't think I can. I think I'm going to need my bigs. Or could I? Jimmy Butler, outside the 50. Darius Garland, I think, is also a really good value here. What do I do? Yeah, let's do it. Jimmy Butler, at 54. Okay. It puts myself in a tight position because I'm going to have to reach on some bigs soon. Because I've not selected a big so far. So it might mean in the next few rounds that I'm going to have to reach a little bit to force myself to get some of these bigs to cover off the weaknesses in my team so far. But I don't think I could have passed up on that value. I think he's basically a top 30 per game guy. So I'm getting 20 spots of value, and I think I'm baking it a bit of the risk there. So that's the strategy there. And with players like Allen, Duren going just before, I'm hoping Hartenstein is a guy that slips through to the next round because of the fact that he doesn't score very much. But he will be my number one selection if he gets back to me. Aiden and Claxton will be up there as well. So again, my team doesn't look very balanced at the moment, but hopefully it'll come together soon. And this is where I'm hoping the categorical scarcity will... Yeah, see, there Steve goes. Yeah, see, he said, yeah, exactly what I'm thinking and what I'm considering there. So he wanted to get him, but he needed his bigs. I'm taking the punt that there'll be some bigs that are worth it for me later. Yeah. Yep. Okay, so after I went Jimmy, Garland went, and I think that's really good value on Garland as well. I think he's someone that potentially is a bit of a undervalued player this season. Julius Randle, Pascal Siakam, Nikola Vucevic, Zach LaVine, and Devin Vassell. Zach LaVine's been someone that in the last mock, he went quite late. And I think this is more where he should be going, around that kind of a spot. Ahead of guys like, I think, who went before him last time? It was like Cam Thomas. Someone else who was a bit risky. All right. There goes DeAndre Ayton. Yeah, see, this is the risk. I could have really shot myself in the foot here. Oop, no, not him. Need one of these big guys to come back to me. Otherwise, then we're going to have to start reaching. Which we knew we might have to do. But we're going to have to put a lot of these big guys on the queue here. Fuck! No! Damn it! Okay. Not good. I needed Hartenstein. Okay. So, that's the risk, right? That is the risk. Okay. Let's have a look here. Who are we going to want at this spot? Is my free throw strong enough? My free throws are pretty bloody strong. Best in the comp, I think, at this point. So, let's go Claxo at this position. And see how we feel from there. All right. Walker Kessler is going to be a guy that I would like. Let's add him on the list. Gonna put him up there. We're going to be looking at a Mark Williams. I mean, there's still a few guys, right? We're obviously going to be looking at Draymond. He's the classic punt points player. Later on, we're going to be looking at Chris Paul. No. Chris. We're going to be looking at him. Later on, we're going to be looking at Herb Jones. This is where I can really think I could start cashing in some value. I'm going to be looking at Caruso later on. Absolutely, I will. I'm going to start to look at OG. Just putting some targets in here. Who else am I going to be looking at? I think those are my guys at the moment. Gafford. Although, Not too sure about his role. Suggs is a guy I'll be targeting later. All right, so we've got a good list here. Oh, shit ton of people on my list. All right, so after I went Claxton, we went Cam Thomas immediately after, Tobias Harris, D'Angelo Russell, Trey Murphy, and Drew Holiday. And let's see how the team is looking. So at the moment, I'd say I'm probably middle of the pack. It's probably a bit unbalanced still at the moment. My steals are incredible. My assists are great. My free throw percentage took a big hit after that pick from Claxton. I'm still a positive. I'm probably sitting around 82%, which is good still. But it is something that I would have rather have gone someone who's a bit of a better free throw percent shooter. So that was the risk that I took with the Jimmy Butler. But again, like Jimmy will float my free throw percentage while he's there. So we'll see how it all shakes out. My turnovers are slightly average. Threes are good. My rebounds are down. So this is the thing. Okay, I want to get my rebounds up. All right, that's probably the main thing that I'm going to be looking at. Rebounds and field goal percentage should start to rise in blocks over these next few picks. And obviously we know that because I haven't drafted any bloody bigs until last round. Brook Lopez, Jakob Poeltl, Mark Williams. Shit, a lot of my guys going at that spot. Walker Kessler is going to be my guy here. And what pick are we at? Pick 78. Now, Walker Kessler was going top 40 at times last year. And I think we do it. Yeah. We're going to Walker Kessler there. Again, the major weaknesses for Walker Kessler, he doesn't bloody score, he gets no assists, he gets no steals, he shoots no threes. So, he's got his weaknesses, but that's why, again, just as what's going through my head, that's why we've built up a lot of those with these first few picks, so I can maximize his enormous boost to my blocks, field goal percentage, and rebounds. Same with Claxton. So that's the thinking there. After Walker Kessler goes Miles Bridges, OG, Brandon Ingram. I'm not loving Brandon Ingram this year at all. No, sir. The free throw percentage is tough, and this is what we talked about. You know, even though I built it up so high at the start, it's tough. With a lot of these targets late. I have to say Draymond's gonna be on the list soon. He's definitely gonna be there. So let's put him at the top of the queue. I think Okongwu is gonna be big for me as well. A lot of good late round targets in this build. A lot of good late round targets. In my opinion, because these people are all going to be stressing about, got to get my scoring. And I'm just picking off other things. Picking them off. Yeah, see, a lot of these guys are right down the rankings. And I will take it. Marcus Smart might be someone I'll select later. Mitch Robinson, what's his deal? Surgery, da 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 da. Obviously, okay. Is he good to go by the end of this year? We'll have to have a look. Okay, so after Ingram went Tyler Hero, Jabari Smith, Amen Thompson. How early is that? 84 for Amen. It's aggressive. But I don't hate it. I think it's a little aggressive still, my opinion. I'm a big Amen Thompson fan. I love him in Dynasty. Absolutely love him in Dynasty. Um, But I think, yeah, that's a little aggressive. All right, what am I trying to improve in here? After such a strong start, my threes are actually starting to come down here. So the guy at the top of my board was Alex Caruso. But then it's Draymond Green next. Is it Draymond? It's about here that people who aren't even punting points would start to look at him. So we'll go there. And there we go. So after that Jimmy Butler pick, we've gone three bigs in a row. We went Claxton, we went Kessler, we went Draymond. All back to back to back. So we're back to feeling pretty even when it comes to our sort of...
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Our build, right? So this is the sort of plan that's taking shape. But it's put me back a little bit with my threes and my free throw percentage. So we're going to have to address that. We are going to have to address that. Dick Suggs go? Ah, shit, Adam. Come on, man. Suggs went 94. Gross. Gross, gross, gross. All right, we're going to have to address some threes here soon. Have a look. So I'm liking how the team is actually shaped out, even though there were some issues at times, but I think we're coming together pretty solid. And I am running at the same time, I'm running a bit of a draft tracker on Basketball Monster. And it's got me in second place behind Sloan. My assists and steals and blocks, actually, are very strong. I'm behind, obviously, Matty G and Steve, who... Steve, he's got Jaren Jackson, Brooke Lopez, so a couple of his shot blockers. I might be able to get in front of Steve. I'm not going to be able to chase down Matty G, but that's okay. So the blocks, less of a target. The steals and assists, less of a target. So what I need is some more rebounds and threes, which, yeah, they go well together, don't they? Rebounds and threes. Chris Paul, there goes. Rebounds and threes, I tell you who gives me that, but he's going to be out for half the bloody season. Terry? He'll hit me some threes. Scoot won't hit me threes. Pods? Ooh. Alex? Sar? Oh, it's up to me. Okay. I mean, Al Horford could be a very boring pick. All right. Jeez Louise. Okay. Oh, damn it. Let's go, Terry. I don't love it. But he's going to hit me some threes. Oh, in fact, I hate that pick. Oh, no, I don't hate it. There's probably better ones out there. But I think there's some guys that will fall a little further that I could maybe get later, whereas I think Terry Rozier was probably going to go soon. So I wanted to pick him up. And again, this is the trap I think some people will fall into. They'll be looking at guys who only score terribly. Terry Rozier can score, but he provides me things that I need in terms of he's a good free throw percentage guy, which that was starting to come down. He's a good three-point shooter. And even though, and he's a low turnover guy for some assists as well. So I think that's a good thing. So yeah, he still provides some good things for me. So I'm okay with it. Not my favorite pick, but it's fine. It is fine. I've dropped down after that round to third on the projected standings. What am I behind in? Threes are very close. Rebounds are very close. Turnovers, funnily enough, are very close to Matty G's team. There goes Herbie Jones. Marcus Smart's going to be an option for me here, I think. And Al Horford, like, is Al Horford going drafted? Oh, clutched it there from Rhett Bauer. Just got the Denny Avdija pick there in time. I like Denny Avdija as a player. I don't know if I love him for fantasy. I just don't think he does a whole lot. Chris Middleton is falling very far. Jonas Valanciunas. Kyoto George normally goes by now. I don't think he's going to fit what I'm doing. But it's interesting. This is where we just get some boring players in this kind of a build that just do well for me. Mike Conley. D'Anthony Melton's definitely going to go on the list. Dyson Daniels is going to go on the list just for upside. Who else is going to go on my upside list? Not Clowney. He's going to go on there. Bilal Coulibaly is going to go on there. There goes Middleton, finally auto-picked. Oh, shit, Marcus Smart went. Fuck. That's not what I wanted to see. It is not what I wanted to see. No, sorry. And look, me having threes as a weakness, or not a weakness, but just like a real point of contention with some of the teams above me, it's actually perfect because it's going to be very easy to get that off the waiver wire. Okay. So, how's my field goal percentage sitting? That could be better. My field goal percentage could be better. Mitchie Robb? I mean, his backup's gone now, right? Let's go him. Let's go Mitchie Robinson. Do I not have a forward that can sit in my forwards? Ah, well, I can do this. Silly Fantrax. There you go. We can fix that up. So Mitch Robinson at 115. There goes Al Horford. Shit. I really thought Al Horford would be right at the end. So, if I'd have known he'd gone there, I probably would have taken him. I think he's a better player for my situation than Mitch Robinson. But, we move on. Am I missing something with Mitch Robinson? Is he going to be out for the start of the year? I could very well be missing something for him. Yeah, I don't know. Seems to be low on everyone's list. All right, so rebounds, field goal percentage, they're back up, so that's fine. We're going to see if we can get some three-point production and some late-round flyers to finish off this part of the draft. And again, that's coming back to that categorical scarcity. So we're going to put the three-point guys up here. I'm surprised Dyson Daniels hasn't gone yet. He probably needs to go soon. Cam Johnson? What's his deal? I mean, he sucked last year. He did suck. Malik Monk? He'll hit some threes. Buddy. Put him on the list. Who else? Bit of Dick. We could always use a bit of Dick in the team. What else could we be looking at? I mean, these guys are all starting to get to, like, waiver wire streamers, really. Is there anyone that's been ranked very poorly? I should be sorting by ADP, really. That's what I should be doing. Okay. There goes Dyson Daniels. I think that's awesome value on Dyson Daniels at 125. I mean, I went a lot earlier on him in a different team, different build. So I like that. I think I'm going to go D'Anthony Melton here. At 126, at Golden State now. Hey, if an injury happens in Golden State, he's going to be forced into huge minutes, and we know what he can do, even in limited minutes. Cam Johnson is another guy that I want to have my eyes on, and Grady Dick and Buddy Hield are probably top of the list here just to get my threes late. Sochan is another guy that I might just want to add in for a bit of a flyer. Preseason Simmons is back, baby. Oh, I just can't do it. I'm out. I'm officially out. I've been on the Ben Simmons wagon for a while, and I'd take him as my last pick, but I think there's better upside guys still. Still think there's upside guys to take. I'm officially out on Ben Simmons. Andrew Nembhard, I think that's another classic Rhett Bauer guy, big Indiana fan. So after he went with that Chet Holmgren pick, how does his team shape out? According to Basketball Monster, not well. But obviously, that's just Josh Lloyd's opinion. I think it's solid. Again, Amen Thompson, as a player I like in general, but it's high for me to get him at that point. Austin Reeves, Herb Jones. What is your build here? He's doing like a guard build, but then he's got Chet. I think it's a funky team. Brett, look, I know you're a smart man, but I'm not 100% sure what he's done there, in my opinion. So, interesting. PJ Washington then goes. So I'm going to be hoping probably one of these top two guys that get to me is what I'm looking for. My team at the moment projects to be one of the strongest, if not the strongest in steals. It'll be sort of top two or three in blocks. I'm going to be top two or three in assists. I'm going to be middle of the pack in rebounds and field goal percentage and turnovers. Maybe better in turnovers than I probably should give myself credit for. My threes are middle of the pack. I'm going to lose to some people, but beat others and have been very close with some others. So that's where I want to focus my attention, as well as just now getting some flyers, some guys who have a bit higher upside. And Cam Johnson went. Damn it. I think we're sleeping on him a little bit. I know there's a bit of risk and uncertainty when it comes to Brooklyn's lineup, but at this point in the draft, you've got nothing but upside for a player like him. All right, so what are we doing? Are we going a bit of Grady Dick? We could be. Although, is he really an upside player? I tend to think no. Should we just go upside and, yeah, let's do this. Jeremy Sochan, 139. I think he can beat that fairly comfortably. And if he doesn't, we just drop him. There's too many guys that I can just get threes for. Where I can't do is get guys who get upside. So that's me leaning that way. And we'll target some threes either later or stream it off the waiver wire. Like it's not a big deal. And this is the thing where you get to, say you are using a Basketball Monster or any other website that gives you that draft tracking. At this point of the draft, you'll have a good idea where you sit. These last few picks, don't worry about that, like, you know, the projected rankings and standings and things like that, because a lot of these guys that you've drafted at this point may not make it on your team for very long. You're going to drop them. You're going to stream in other guys. So here it's best, I think, just to go for the swings. Go for the guys who have the upside, that have potential to improve dramatically this season. And for me, Jeremy Sochan is one of those guys. The team looks a bit different. He's going to be in a slightly different role. He's a young player. He's got some really good upside in the categories that I'm looking for in terms of like that punt points build. So, you know, the rebounds, which I was middle of the pack in, the assists, which you can always use more assists, the defensive stats. I think his percentages can improve as well. So, I think he does have some upside at this point in the draft. Some other guys with upside that I want to take. I still am a believer in Bilal Coulibaly, but their lineup is probably the main thing that holds me back there. Just the lineup in Washington could go any which way, but it would not shock me if he takes a massive step forward in year two with the type of player that he is. Who else do I want to have a crack at? I don't know. I don't know who I want to take a crack at. Maybe this is where I'd start maybe getting some threes. What about a Jovic? Nikola Jovic? I don't know. His fantasy game isn't the best. Could we have a look at Clowney? Could he start at power forward at times? Maybe unlikely. Probably not someone I'd draft, but maybe keep in my watch list. Could we have a look at Jonathan Isaac? Oh, no, he just went. Matty G went in. Okay. Not going to do that, obviously, now. Malik Monk? Doesn't really fit my build. Well, there he goes anyway. Okay. Do we just go Grady? Or Buddy Hield? Could I hedge a Melton Hield? No, let's go. Let's insert some Dick. Yep. Let's insert some Dick into the team. Yep. Young player. So, hopefully a bit of upside. Hopefully some minutes upside. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he's like got heaps of that upside. So it's a bit of a nothing pick. But these guys are snagging a lot of the upside picks at this point. Could we go with Stephon Castle? Like, I don't really see how he fits into the lineup. So, Risacher. Struess. It's so boring. I mean, he was good in stretches last year. Maybe Struess is what we're looking for. Trey Jones. There goes Clowney. Who else? Jovic, he's got some upside, I reckon. There's not much. There is not much. Yeah. That's pretty much... And Lonzo Ball? Chuck him on the queue. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not seeing much else. I am not seeing much else down here. Okay. All right. Well, hopefully from this list, we'll get one of these guys. LaMelo Ball is just kind of in there for shits and gigs. I don't really want to draft him. Let's have a look again how we're shaping out. Again, we're not super concerned about where we are in the projected rankings at this stage because of, obviously, we've been taking some flyers. It's got me in the middle of the pack, but I'm beating a lot of the players ahead of me, except for Matty G. Matty G seems to be all over me after I've absolutely clowned on his picks earlier. He said, well, fuck you, Mitch. I'm going to be top of the standings here. So he's obviously... Interestingly, he's gone a bit of a punt, steals, and rebounds kind of a build, which is a choice when it comes to a Wemby build. It's a very interesting choice. Sorry. No, a punt, rebounds, and assist build. Maybe he has lent into the punt assists more so. Although he's gone. Yeah, interesting. Anyway, he's worked, according to these projector standings. Well, Bob Carrington's a decent flyer, actually. He's someone I should probably store away in the old flyer list. Brogdon is a solid early season flyer as well. I don't think he'll be there much at the end of the year, but to start the year, he could be very good. Bilal is one of my guys. I think Strusi, if he can get up to a start that he did last year, let's do that and finish it there. Need those threes, and I don't see the upside on some of these other guys, so he can be solid enough, and we'll see how we go. The thing, if I reflect back on this draft, is this decision here, when we went from Jimmy Butler to Claxton, it hurt my free throw percentage a lot, getting in Claxton and Kessler, back-to-back picks, Robinson later. So that is a pivot point on my team. My field goal percentage and my percentages are probably not as strong as I want them to be. I think upon reflection, maybe foregoing that Jimmy Butler value and getting... See, Hartenstein was the guy I really wanted. DeAndre Ayton would have been solid for me as well as bigs who don't hurt me from the free throw line, give me that good rebounding and blocks and field goal percentage. So the learnings is probably maybe pushed it one, two round too far for the bigs and could have focused on some better free throw percentage shooting bigs earlier and not forced myself into get those guys that are hurting me from the free throw line. Despite the fact that I did build it up as much as I feel like I could have early on, it still probably wasn't enough. Because Tyrese Haliburton doesn't get to the line very much. LaMelo doesn't get to the line as much. Paul George does. Jimmy Butler does. But again, older guys, injuries. So it's leaving a lot up to those types of players. So the learnings here and reflections as we go in to do this, which is what these mock drafts are all for, is trying to value those bigs that shoot free throws a little bit better, a little bit higher up on my build. Because I don't have that huge volume at the start. You know, I don't have someone like a Shea. I don't have someone like a Trae Young or a James Harden. Now, if James Harden was the guy that I got here, maybe a different story. Maybe what I did would have worked if I had a James Harden. I would have been a bit more insulated. I don't have a Devin Booker. I don't have an Embiid. Donovan Mitchell, these guys that get to the line a lot. Damian Lillard, these guys that get to the line a lot and shoot a high percentage. So that is the team. So we'll bring it up here. So this is how it looked in the end. Tyrese Haliburton followed by LaMelo Ball, followed by Paul George. Honestly, the first three rounds I was very happy with. The Desmond Bane pick I didn't love. So coming back here, who could I have gone instead of a Desmond Bane? Could I have gone Derek White instead, or started a big? Look, I don't know if any bigs there. I'm super mad that I missed out on. So Derek White's maybe the guy that I could have gone there, but I feel like Bane's probably better overall value. So look, it's not the end of the world. Jimmy Butler, we talked about that a lot. In this round, the Claxton pick, which was what going this way. So could I have got someone different? Maybe his free throw percentage. Could I have gone a Mark Williams instead of, who's still a poor free throw guy, but not as poor? Kessler at that point, I think, was solid. Draymond, I think, was solid at that point. A little annoyed that like a player like Suggs or Okongwu didn't get back to me. Terry Rozier, it's a bit of a whatever pick. Mitch Robinson is probably a pick that I regret. I would have picked Al Horford at that spot if I had known he was going to go there, obviously. I thought, by picking Mitch Robinson, I thought Al Horford was going to come back to me. Honestly, I thought he'd be going a lot later than this. I don't know how early Al Horford would go in most drafts, but to me, that's as early as I'd expect him to go just because of the boring nature of his game and the fact that he missed all the back-to-backs. So, a little surprised that he went there. So, I think I'd probably do it again in a different mock or a different draft and expect him to make it back to me in that next sort of spot there. So, and then got into a few flyers. Not as many upside guys as I would have liked, but if we have a look at Basketball Monster and what it projects me out to finish the, well, based on the standings, projected standings, it wants me and it expects me to finish, as it loads through here, I'm finishing third Behind Matty G and Adam from Elite Fantasy and Sloan, but according to the projections here, I beat both Adam and Sloan 5-4, but I lose to Matty G 3-6. The close stats here are threes, which again, I just fall to him too, and I'm happy about that because that's an easy category for me to stream. I also fall to him in, what do I fall to him in? Turnovers. Is a category, yes, am I right in looking at that? Field goal percentage, which is not the best. Yeah, so field goal percentage, threes, turnovers. My field goal could have been better. But again, maybe it's being dragged down by a few of these guys late and you know, they might come in and out. So we'll see. Let me know what your thoughts are here, guys. Obviously, it's a tough room as well. We've got some industry guys, some guys who know what they're doing as well. But I think the general plan kind of went the way it was going to. And hopefully, you guys can get a lot out of this. And I still believe that with this team, I have a lot of good options here. Maybe a bit of overkill on the steals. So could, you know, look to trade some players who get a lot of value in the steals. Maybe, again, that value of Jimmy Butler not as needed for that reason. So let me know what you guys think in the comment section down below. We'll bring my beautiful face back onto the screen here. So yeah, let us know what you guys think of the team, what you think of the mock draft, what you would have done differently, and let me know what you guys want to see some more of. We will be doing some categorical scarcity, and then we're going to start getting right into the nitty-gritty of bus, sleepers, breakout players, all these kind of good things coming up down the line. Give us a follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and on Twitter, wherever you get your podcast, Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball. Give us a 5-star rating and review if you have the time there, guys. We'd much, much appreciate it. Make sure you like the video, subscribe, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.